The Perth Football Podcast is proudly brought to you by Macron Store Perth, an industry leader in quality teamwear specialising in grassroots, semi-pro and professional team attire. Visit the Macron Sports Hub Perth Facebook page for more. Thank you to Macron for helping us keep the pod running and for their continuous involvement in community sport.
Perth Football Podcast with a special full-time whistle with a little bit of the amateur hour, so to speak. I'm Kalichi Osunwa. I'm joined by Tommy Dolman, who's been on the microphones doing the ones and twos, colour commentary and play-by-play all by his lonesome. Tommy, how are you, mate? You feeling well?
Yeah, feeling good. Kalichi always feeling good after watching a couple of entertaining games of football, and a great place to do so. We're currently sat in one of the meeting rooms at the Sam Kerr Football Centre, just to paint a picture. There's a few Wembley Downs players still celebrating after their triumph in the Bell Tough Amateur Night Series final tonight, but the music's still on and people gradually filing out of the ground while we sit in here and do this post-game pod for you.
Yeah, big shout-out. On the Patreon. That's the first one that's only for our Patreon listeners. Big shout-out to the good people at Football West for giving us the meeting room for the podcast. We will start with the Belt Up Amateur Night Series final. It was Wembley Downs versus Jaguar. And from my perspective, as someone who's played these two teams a lot, lost to them and beat them, it was just a clinical and decisive performance from Wembley. They came out with a game plan, they stuck to it, and they had an individual moment of brilliance to give them the initial goal from Hilal Russo.
Well, they were the better team over the course of the 90 minutes. I don't think there was any sort of shadow of a doubt in that. They were the more likely team in the first half as well. Michael Dudek made a good save to stop Sam Mattock early on from the edge of the area, and then he smothered at the feet of Noah Thavasilin as well later in the half. Mabor Thomas had a good effort for Jags later in the half. He hit the side netting. It brought some cheers from the Jaguar following. They thought it had gone in, but it was one of those ones where the ripple of the net from the other side deceives you. So it was goalless at halftime, and clear-cut chances were at a premium, but Wembley were the team who looked more likely, it was fair to say. And then in the second half, it was really sparked into life by that sensational solo Russo goal, 48 minutes on the clock. He was on the left-hand side. He looked as though he had nowhere to go. He was being really well held up by the Jaguar fullback in Maxwell Biewott, but he just found a way to wriggle past his man, and he got round a second covering defender, and then lashed an effort high into the roof of the net. A great goal to go and check out on the highlights if you get a chance. And then Jaguar had a brief response, a little period where they did find a little bit of momentum. O'Driscoll broke into the box. There was a near post save from Connor McQuillan, rather, but that was the closest they really came, because a Maddock free kick was palmed out. Thavasilin followed in, made it 2-0, and then it was 3-0 and game over when Russo rolled his man. A classy finish. He found the bottom corner, and that sealed a great night for Wembley Downs and their second piece of silverware at the Sam Kerr Football Centre in 6 months. And suddenly, winning silverware is the Wembley way, Kalichi.
It is absolutely shocking that they've got two out of the three trophies that you can win as an amateur player. And those players must be absolutely buzzing, thinking about it and going, yeah, we're good enough to win these games. We're good enough to win big games, big time moments and big time conditions. Their captain, Jack, what's his last name?
Jack Mellor.
Jack Mellor is absolutely walking around here saying he can manifest things into fruition after he manifested the Amateur Cup win for them last year. And they are going to be really confident. I've got to point out that Hilal Russo was Hilal? H. We'll call him H because that's what he's been going by in all of his social media and everything like that as well. He was playing reserves last year, and the year before that he was playing, I think, at South Perth. He is a terrific futsal player, lethal left foot, super fast, and you can see the feinting, the control, and the close footwork.
And the burst of acceleration as well.
Yeah, and he has scored some terrific goals in the reserve level, and he's been far too good for the reserve level. But like you were saying in the interview, he just wanted to get his mind right and get his health together and make sure that he was playing in a good way. And he focused on his health last year, and you can see that it's done him a world of good. I think, what was the other name for Noah? What was Noah's last name?
Tavis Seelan.
He was playing, so they had a wave of injuries at one point last season, and he's just come up from juniors. I think it's his second season playing men's football. And they had him playing on the left, and I was 33 years old with a bad leg, and I was running past him, and he just was not ready for the physical stuff. He looked absolutely overawed in games last year. But today he looked like an absolute Trojan. He looked like a man amongst the players. He was showing for the ball. He was really decisive. He scored a well-deserved goal following up a shot. And suddenly Wembley have this depth in their team where they brought in five players, I think, are missing from that first team game who played in that final last year, if I believe so. And I think one of the Tisselthwaite. I think that was a 16-year-old who came on and played his first game played his first final for Wembley as well. So all of a sudden, they've got a lot of depth in that side. And they're going to be really, really happy with the result and buoyed to make a statement in the league this year.
I was going to ask you, because you're a bit closer to the amateurs than I am. I sort of dip in occasionally for these cup finals and for these night series finals and things like that. But on what I've seen from Wembley Downs, both cup finals that I've sort of commentated on, they look like a pretty good side to me. And that depth that you've sort of said with Russo and also Tavis Seelan coming into the fore now, is this something tangible that they can really build on now? That, because from what I've seen, they've sort of just been a bit of a middle of the road, mid-table amateur Premier League regular side over recent years anyway. But is this something tangible now where that winning feeling can maybe bump them into a little bit more consistency for the league?
So they used to be coached by Colin Costello, and they had a terrific side and they won the league. And I think they won a cup final as well. And they had the chance to go up, and they didn't go up into the state league. And since Colin's left, they just had a generation of players who kind of came in, came out. They'd always be three or four players away. And so from the mentality or mindset that I've ever had whenever I played them, I was, it'll be a tough game, it'll be a hard game, but they'll make a mistake. And the mistake will be costly. And they've always been a team who will be there or thereabouts. And it's one of those ones where if you're serious about winning stuff, you got to go to Wembley away and get 3 points, because they'll give you an opportunity to do it. But last season, they played some really good football, and they made some really big strides towards being a little bit more mature. They have a togetherness that a lot of teams don't have, and you need to be together for long seasons as it is. I think that they do have a depth of squad, and the big thing that they've got for them is they've got youth. They've got 16, 17, 18-year-olds. They've got 22-year-olds. They've got. I don't think they have many 30-year-old players in their squad. And so having that young team is going to go really, really far for them. It's going to be a lot of learning moments. It's going to be a lot of moments that are going to be harsh lessons. But if you keep this team together for the next 2-3 years, then I would be shocked if they don't make a push towards trying to get promoted. I would be absolutely shocked if they don't. Now, I may have tipped them to come 8th this season, but that was a motivational tactic, boys. A motivational tactic. Well,
it's amazing how our predictions on various platforms, Kalichi, seem to really rile people up. It's as if we're the fuel for teams to have success. So we should be taking this as a compliment. Whoever we're riding off is going to ascend into the upper reaches of the league this season, and whoever we've tipped to win the league is clearly going to win it. Sorry, boys. But worth just mentioning on Jags quickly before we press on to other games around the grounds today. They had some bright moments. I thought in the game some nice build-up play. I thought Kenel Mutius, former Coburn City player, was pretty bright. They didn't really get Paul Sopp into the game today. He's a player I noticed has scored 4 goals in his past 2 night series matches, so they just couldn't get him in a damaging area today. And there was a lot of nearly moments in terms of Jaguars' approach play, and they did force the goalkeeper into a couple of saves, but they fell just a little bit short on the night. And it's the first final, I believe, in quite some time that they have played in. So they were maybe a little perhaps overawed by the occasion earlier, and maybe just the benefit of Wembley being here 6 months ago and tasting that success. A lot of the same team, the same coach, and that was maybe something that they used to help them get a footing in the game early on.
Look, I spoke to some of the Jags coaching staff and players, and they were all really disappointed because they felt it was a missed opportunity. And I think, Neil, I think you're right. I think big time moments, the lights are bright. You're playing in front of probably the biggest crowd you're probably going to play in front of all year, unless you make the cup final, and players make not the best decision, so to speak. And so speaking to one of the coaches, he said, we sat down with them. We said, hey, once we play around the park, take your time, but move the ball quickly. We'll take 2 to 3 touches and we'll get places. But even when I played for North Perth, it was Jaguar have some really quick players. Don't let them play the diagonals. But on a big pitch like this, it's really hard to play those diagonals. Really hard because it's long and it's wide. And Chambers just won every single header. And like you said, Canal was a terrific player, and you could see him trying to drive things through and try to play in the midfield. But it felt like there was a clash of identities where you've got some players literally taking a touch, knocking it long, other players taking 7 touches, being closed down, and then trying to play the person to the side. It didn't look like a fully cohesive performance. And again, it's night series, players are away. I noticed about four new players in that Jaguar side that weren't there. My guy Deng, who was the top goal scorer in the league last year, wasn't there for them as well. So he may have gone away from what I understand. So that's a replacement that you're going to need to have. But I think tonight was all about Wembley, and the Downers, as they call themselves, they absolutely deserve it. So good on them, and kudos to them for the result.
Hello, listener. That is the end of the free version of the full-time whistle. We thought we'd give a free version out for the amateur players because obviously they're amateur players, so it's not necessarily fair to make them have to pay for listening to us, especially for the first and only time we've covered them this season. So congratulations to Wembley, as much as it pains me. And if you'd like to listen to the rest of the full-time whistle, where we talk NPL and go over the crazy games of football this weekend, you need to go onto our Patreon, patreon.com/perthfootballpodcast. You'll find a link in this show, and you'll also find a link on our Facebook as well. So yeah, congratulations to the Downers. Get on the Patreon and then listen to the rest of the full-time whistle. Toodaloo.